Well, hi there, KRKO's Morning Mouth, Tim Hunter. One of the cool benefits of this job is being able to talk to all kinds of fascinating people, and I was able to hook up with Joel Tallman. Now, Joel, Edmonds resident, came up with an idea. He'd been in the fitness industry forever, but decided to do it the way he felt it should be done, and the result was Move Fitness, and we've got him on the phone right now. Hey, Joel.
How are you, Tim?
Good. Where am I getting you from?
I am in Columbia, South Carolina.
Why?
I have 7 Move Fitnesses here, so I have an office here that I come to every other week.
Wow. Well, tell me about this vast empire of yours. How many moves are there?
Well, let's see. We have 3 in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4 in Spokane. There's the one in Everett. We have 7 here in South Carolina.
Wow.
And growing, especially in Western Washington.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first off, congrats. That's awesome to hear.
Well, thank you.
And secondly, what makes a Move Fitness Center different from all the others?
Well, I think, you know, there are a lot of full-service, full-amenity gyms, and that's the category that I would say we are, that we have a vast number of different activities for people to get in shape. But mm-hmm. when we created this brand, it was to do something somewhat unique. And as odd as it may sound in the fitness industry, we were really focused on our members getting results. The members getting results in our industry is key to curbing what is the biggest challenges, and that's people that join a health club and don't use it. We become a plastic tag on their keychain. They don't get the results they're looking for, and therefore they quit. And attrition is one of the biggest challenges in the health club industry, has been for years and years and years. But people that are getting results, they don't quit that. So we really focus on member results, but we believe that member results are greatly impacted by the friendliness of the staff, by the cleanliness of the facility, and the quality of the product offering that we have. And all of those things are key to that experience. It's really the result. You know, as I created this brand and trained this brand with new hires, I call it the 5 R's, and that's that result equals retention, equals referrals, equals relationship, and equals revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we build everything around that, whether it's our personal training department, whether it's membership, sales, those types of things. You know, it's interesting, Tim, because with a lot of people and their lack of exercise or exercise knowledge, our process really sets their expectations. So hopefully we're not only setting the right expectation, we're helping them meet that, and that puts the pressure on us as an operation to do so.
Okay, so Move Fitness Centers and KRKO are giving away a 6-month membership and 2 personal training sessions with you guys. What's a realistic expectation? If I were the winner, what could I expect in those next 6 months?
Well, I don't want to get extreme. I'll cite a couple of we do an organized challenge that is an 8 to 12 week challenge, depending on which season of the year you get. We have had outliers that have lost over 100 pounds in those 12 weeks.
Wow!
And it's not as uncommon as it might sound. We've had here in South Carolina, where I'm at, we've had several 100-pound winners in 12 weeks that became group fitness instructors, cycling instructors, personal training. It just changed their life, and they added those components to their day job, if you will. But it's very common that people will lose, especially in 6 months, you know, 20 to 50 pounds. The biggest component that most people don't realize is nutrition. Nutrition is the biggest component in changing your body symmetry. And while it's certainly, you know, resistance training with the weights and all that is very important, cardiovascular training certainly has its importance. But if you're going to take one component of really changing your body symmetry and how you look and feel, that nutrition component is huge.
Okay, I'm going to take the people and divide them up into 2 groups. Now, over here on this side, we've got all the people that maybe tried it for a while at the beginning of the new year, then faded away, or always meant to get into shape and never have. And then you've got the people over here that actually started to go work out, loved it, and are still doing it. What is the trigger? What's the thing that gets me from that side over to the good side?
Boy, I wish it was really simple, because if I could just give you one answer, Tim, I would be the wealthiest person. You know, I think the trigger, again, going back and being redundant, I think the trigger is seeing some results, whether it's looking better, feeling better, having more energy, a different outlook on life, whatever that might be. But I think the results really trigger those good things to get people involved. And again, people don't quit when they're getting the results that are positive in their life. But I think all of the other things, you know, with, depending on your personality, some people want to come into a gym, put their headphones on, and they hope nobody sees them. Some people want to come in the gym, and it's their third place. I came from a brand, a very big brand. I worked most of my life in the very big name brands. Mm-hmm. But when we developed this, it was about results, but knowing that there had to be, I focus on it, your third place. It had to be at home and work, and then you need to come here and drop all the concerns of life, especially, you know, the pandemic and everything that we face. Set those at the door. Pick them up when you leave. But come on in. See a happy, friendly face. See some of the members that work out at the same time that you do. The conversations that you have. So many of our members go out and even have a social, you know, they meet for dinner or something like that. So there's certainly a social component to it, too. So like I said at the beginning of this, it's so varied as to why people come. Certainly experienced people that work out, they have an expectation of the level of the equipment that you have to offer. They know how to work out when they come in. We just need to provide the facilities and the programming that gets them those results, keep it in good working order, keeping it clean. Those are the things that are really important to people that come to us with experience. People that don't come with experience, you know, they need to get the knowledge. They need to learn more about exercise. How can we get them in? One of our goals for our training department is to get people wherever their destination is in the quickest, fastest, and safest manner. One of the worst things that happens is when somebody starts an exercise program, finally motivates themselves to come in, and then they get some kind of an injury. And then that sets them back, and they go right back where they were, and that becomes their excuse. And so we don't want to be the excuse. We want to make sure that we're friendly, clean, professional, and we get people the results as quickly as we can.
I love the emphasis on clean. That makes a big difference. It really does.
It's huge.
So someone could win this and have 6 months membership and 2 personal fitness training sessions. But if I don't win, I see that you're also offering a free 7-day trial.
Absolutely.
So you can go to the website, sign up for that, come in and check the place out. You've got a pool, you've got all the workout gear.
We've got basketball, pickleball. Pickleball is just, in our industry, is just igniting. And because of the origins in the Northwest, there's just such a huge market for that. In fact, the newest club that we're building in Troutdale, Oregon, is going to have 7 pickleball courts.
Oh, my gosh.
But pickleball is just exploding all around the country. So, yeah, we've got pool, sauna, steam room, jacuzzi, basketball, and then a full array of cardiovascular exercise. We've got a recovery center with a hydromassage bed and percussion therapy guns. Like I said, we really cater to the full service health club that has a significant amount. Most people come to us for 1 or 2 specific uses, but when they start to realize the benefits of their participation in exercise, they really start using areas of the club that they never even thought they'd venture into when they first come in.
Okay, Joel, I feel like I know so much more about Move Fitness. You're in the Silver Lake Center, but I got to ask about the name, Move. You'd think, oh, M-O-V-E, but no, this is M-U-V. Does that have some kind of meaning?
It does to me, because I made it up.
And they're honest.
Club Industry Magazine did an article on with me.
Uh-huh.
I have the sticky note that I wrote Move on it. And when I was looking at it, because as I said, my real history in the industry was with the big names that most people would recognize.
Right.
And I started thinking, you know, sometimes brands can be very, very polarizing. So for some people, you know, the brand is exactly what they want. And sometimes the brand stands for something that they, don't want anything to do with. So I started to think to myself, well, what's a neutral word doing has to do with has to do with wellness, has to do with fitness, and it's really across all the age groups. And I thought, you know, move. If you're 4 years old or you're 84 years old, everybody's got to move. And the quality of movement is significant, and it's different for all age groups and all capabilities, but it's universal. And then if you look at our logo, I don't know if you've seen it, but I did, it's M-U-V with an umlaut over the U.
Mm-hmm.
And really, to me, I didn't even know that was called an umlaut. To me, it was a smiley face, because I wanted the brand to be friendly to everyone. And it's funny because people will look at the logo now and go, you know, I didn't even see that until you said that. Now every time I look at it, I see the smiley face. Well, that's what I wanted, was a friendly brand that could cross the generational boundaries and bring fitness to everyone.
So when I saw the umlaut, I was thinking German. So I'm thinking, oh, this must be from a German company. And then I was thinking, well, the guy who designed the first initial draft of the Space Needle was written on a napkin by a guy who was over in Germany. So I'm thinking now some of the greatest ideas have come from drafts on napkins and sticky notes.
Mine was a pink sticky note in my house in Edmonds.
Oh, okay.
That's where it came from.
Well, thank you for all the background. I really appreciate this, and safe travels, and we'll look forward to you getting back here and setting up one of our listeners with a six-month membership to Move.
I certainly appreciate your time, Tim, and you have a great week. And if we can be of service to you in any other way, just let us know.
It's great songs and morning fun with Tim Hunter on KRKO.